Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking all-natural Final Trim just once a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482. That number again is 1-800-422-1482.
A lot of restaurants come and go, some lasting a few months, others a year or so. But the really good ones, they have customers coming back year after year, like Stefanina's. Stefanina's has been a favorite of diners for over 30 years. With the area's best and largest pizzas, with your choice of cheese, their authentic pasta dishes, salads, and large selection of entrees, the food's one reason folks return again and again. The other reasons? A comfortable atmosphere, fast and friendly service, and incredibly low prices. Stefanina's is family-owned and operated, so it's really important to them that you are 100% satisfied. Lunch specials start at only $5.95, and that includes an entree, salad, and your drink. Daily specials include their popular large pizza for the price of a small every Monday. What began as a small family restaurant by Stefanina herself has grown into five locations. You'll find the menu, specials, and directions online at stefspizza.com. That's stefspizza.com. Heck, you can even order online. Stefanina's and stefspizza.com.
It's Martin Kilcoyne, and we're getting ready for another Field Trip Friday. Join me as we broadcast live from Hackman Lumber and Home Center in St. Peter's off South St. Peter's Parkway from 10 to 1. Hackman's deck event is this weekend, so join me Friday. Check out the many varieties of lumber for all your decking needs. Don't miss this educational and money-saving event. We'll see you Friday, 10 to 1, at Hackman Lumber and Home Center in St. Peter's.
The smartest way to do your homework is Hackman Lumber.
Direct from a sensational Broadway run, Evita is taking the country by storm. Don't miss this dazzling new production of Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber's Tony Award-winning musical. The critics have called it a big, high-octane blockbuster. Evita.
At the Fabulous Fox, October 8th through 20th in the U.S. Bank Broadway series. Sponsored by American Airlines. Tickets at MetroTix.com.
Hope. You should never be without it, especially when faced with the devastating news of a cancer diagnosis. St. Louis University Cancer Center gives its patients and their families the confidence they need by offering world-class care. Learn more at slucarecenter.org.
The Chevy model year-end event is going on now at your local Chevrolet dealer. Their 2013 inventory is going fast. Visit your local Chevy dealer and drive away in your favorite Chevrolet today.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Sores in the genital area.
I hate that. So painful. Good afternoon and welcome to the October 3rd. I'm getting ahead of myself. October 3rd edition of Pinions Playhouse brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. That's Thompson Price. You want to see that name Price in the company that is going to do, actually redo, rebuild your kitchen or bathroom. We're going to tell you where the showroom is, what the website is, and what you can expect. All that yet to come. Welcome to what is going to be one of the great playhouses ever. It'll probably make it into the Hall of Fame. It's here.
Hey!
It's here, it's now. But first, a couple of people I think you should know. Actually, three people today I think you should know. At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ignored by your current advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every 3 months. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Daniel Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
All the way in from the rail yard. We told you, he's a conductor. Works for the railway. Steve the conductor!
Yeah!
Steve? That's why that music sounds so good today. Steve's actually here with baton in hand, in person. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Jen.
And I am so disgusted with Rat Boy.
What?
But I'm not even talking to him today.
Why?
Something I think is sacrilegious and I think offensive. I was over, stopped by his house last night. He's getting ready for the holidays already. Halloween first. And then in his garage, there was a little, like a cradle. And it had little samples of... What were they samples of?
Cheese.
Yeah, I love Gouda and Swiss and cheddar. And he said, that's a manger with the baby cheeses.
Oh, my goodness.
And you know what I said to you, Rat Boy? You're going to burn in hell. That's what I said. Remember? Oh, my goodness, that's not funny.
Cheese is going to melt.
Folks, what do you say? Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
That's awful.
It is awful. It absolutely is. I'm looking up at the TV monitor in here, and there's that flow from Progressive. I cannot stand her. I can't be the only person that just, when I see her, it just, oh my goodness.
She's not cute. She doesn't strike
me as being cute. No, she's not cute. She's pasty white, too much lipstick.
Obnoxious.
Oh.
And I just
but she's
wonder,
making more than we are.
I thought about that. This girl went in to
audition
for the job of Flo, and then out of all the girls that did it, she won.
Yeah. And she could have had no clue what this would lead to. I mean, good for her. We should all be so lucky.
And I just wonder what she does outside
She's an actress.
Yeah.
But I don't think she has to do anything else. She's just Flo. Mm-hmm. That's going to set her up for the rest of her life. Welcome, everybody. We're brought to you by Thompson Price. I think most people know that on Thriller, maybe younger people might not know, but the album, Michael Jackson's album, Thriller, and the song Thriller, Vincent Price is on there. He's that scary, that voice on there. That's Vincent Price. That's Tom Price. Yeah, right there. You know, Tom Price cannot listen to that. He won't allow it in his home because it brings back such horrible memories of growing up Price. He's writing a book called Growing Up Price.
Mm.
And little Tom Price, he told me when he was a little child, his daddy, Vincent Price, the scary old Vincent Price, for his little bedroom, he slept in a little coffin.
Oh.
That's cruel.
Oh, man.
That is just cruel. He's got some horrible stories about living with Vincent Price. And he said the reason he doesn't remodel bedrooms is because of those horrible memories of waking up every morning and going to bed in that little coffin. That was a mean daddy, that Vincent Price. So Tom Price turned to kitchens and bathrooms and turned to them and did well. And you will never really be able to appreciate what I mean by that until you let Thompson Price and his staff remodel your kitchen or your bathroom. Now, every year this time of year, we say the same thing because it's true. You're headed for the season where everybody's going to come, or everybody who does come over, where are they going to congregate? In the kitchen. If they all congregate in the bathroom, there's something going on in there. If everybody's got the door closed and they're all in the bathroom, you need to check into that. But the kitchen, that's where they're going to hang out. And some homes are going to be, that's going to be a great experience. And others, it's not going to be so great. My mother-in-law has an oven that doesn't even work. It doesn't function. And it's going to be a big mess. We looked into it, and it's not just a matter of putting a new oven in there. For some reason, it's bigger than that. So we're going to have to deal with that pretty soon. But there are a lot of people whose kitchens, they don't provide them with what they really need for what they want to do in the kitchen. You'd be a better cook if you had a couple ovens, if you had a better oven, if you had a better kitchen, if you had a kitchen that was designed better, and on and on and on. It's also a room to just, as I said, congregate in. Maybe you'd like to have a really nice flat screen TV built in the kitchen. They got refrigerators now that you can walk up to the front of the refrigerator, and the whole front of the refrigerator is an interactive touchscreen.
That's awesome.
It really is. Thompson Price, he can show you all that stuff. You'll show him what you like. Maybe you saw it in a magazine. Maybe it's in your head. And by the time the two of you get together, something spectacular will be the result. The result of Thompson price kitchens, baths, and home, and what they can do for what now is an outdated kitchen or bathroom. The showroom is in De Pere. It's about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, next to McAllister's Deli in the shopping center with TJ Maxx. The website is thompsonprice.com. I never did finish twice. I mentioned it and didn't finish it. My golf ball story. That story that was just in the news about those lunatic motorcycle people who terrorized the guy and his family in the SUV. About 15 years ago, I bought a car. It was an old car, classic car, but it really stood out. And it wasn't a car that you'd see on the road every day. And I'm coming down 270, and I still remember there were three, and they were in an old Plymouth Valiant with no license plates, and they threw golf balls at me out the window as I'm going down 270.
Wow.
It was one of those frightening things, because the golf balls are bouncing on the highway. I'm swerving, trying to avoid them. I don't want anyone coming through my windshield or putting dents in the car, and there's nothing you can do. They were in front of me, so I couldn't get around them. It was 270, so there are cars on either side. You can't just, pull off. And other cars were, even though they were throwing them at me, it could have been a disaster, and there's nothing you can do. I had a gun in the car. We're going to shoot people for throwing golf balls. You can't do that. Man, I still remember that. I couldn't call 911 because I needed both hands and every bit of my attention on the road to keep golf balls from coming through the windshield of my car. Louisville Slugger forever and ever and ever has been the house bat of baseballs, of the game of baseball, essentially, for over 100 years. Well, guess what? Now, it seems there's another company that has come along and kicked them into second place. Have you ever heard of the Marucci Bat Company?
No.
Neither have I. Hillerick and Bradsby, the maker of the Louisville Slugger wooden bat, has for quite a while been losing people in the major leagues to other bat companies. And it says, according to this article, is no longer the undisputed king of swing. The Marucci Bat Company, which was started in the backyard shed by a guy who was an athletic trainer at LSU, Jack Marucci, started it in 2002. It's only 11 years old, has emerged as Louisville Slugger's biggest rival. How about that?
Wow.
How do you
I've
do
never
that?
Even heard of them.
How do you start Marucci?
Yeah, I see their website here. Yeah.
In 11 years, how do you do that? How do you pull that off?
I don't know. And you know that Louisville's been the big bat for Major League Baseball and baseball in general. And then let's start a bat company and see if we can take that.
Yeah, let's
over.
Go up against the Louisville Slugger.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess if you don't try.
Good for that guy. One of these days, when we have a little more time, I'll run through more of these auctions from the Roy Rogers estate. Roy Rogers, there was a Roy Rogers Museum in Branson, Missouri. Now, for people who don't know who Roy Rogers was, I think Peon does, even though he's young, he still knows who Roy Rogers was. When we grew up, Roy Rogers was king of the cowboys. And he had a horse everybody knew, Trigger, and a dog everybody knew, Bullet. And the museum in Branson, Roy Rogers had left his family with explicit instructions that we can have a museum, but the day that it starts losing money, close it down. And that's what happened. It started losing money. And so his kids shut it down, and they auctioned off a whole bunch of stuff. I'm just going to pick the one that jumped out at me. Trigger. Trigger was a Palomino. This was Roy Rogers' horse. I'm sure, Peon, you've seen Trigger. You've probably seen pictures of the stuffed Trigger
right
up on his back hind legs. And now my first question is, what do you do with that if you have it and you aren't Roy's kids? You're just somebody who loves to collect stuff. And what would that be worth to you? Well, to somebody, it was worth $266,500.
Holy moly.
Whoa.
Bullet, the dog, German Shepherd, that was Roy Rogers' dog, which, by the way, was their real pet. Somebody paid for that stuffed dog $35,000.
Wow.
I can't help but think, after somebody does that, and what do? You put it in your family room, and somebody comes over, and you go, hey, see that dog over there?
Yeah.
That's Bullet. Now what? I mean, yeah. Okay, so what? $35,000. Now, if you think the price of Trigger was high at $266,000, how about this? Trigger's saddle and bridle sold for $386,000.
Wow.
One of Roy Rogers' shirts, and he had some fancy duds. Remember that, the fringe on him? One of his shirts sold for $16,250. He was a huge baseball fan, Roy Rogers. He had signed balls. He had a great collection of baseball stuff. We'll say, how many, Dan, how many movies do you think Roy Rogers and Trigger made?
Oh, my goodness.
Think again.
I don't know, 300.
Oh, good night. Now, see,
is that too much?
Now, see, when you overshoot it, now the story, it just deflates the story. Oh. 188 movies.
Oh.
Way to ruin my story.
Oh.
Brother.
188.
You're right. That's exactly right. Oh, James Holmes. Who can tell me who this is?
James Holmes.
He is the shooter in
Colorado.
Aurora.
That's right. Let me hear this. The defense lawyers for Mr. Holmes, that nut, have told the district judge that they are rushing to complete pretrial motions, and they're waiting for prosecutors to whittle down their list of potential witnesses. The list of witnesses right now, the number of witnesses that the prosecution has standing by to testify, is 4,000.
Oh, man.
What? 4,000 potential witnesses. How can that be? The theater doesn't hold 4,000. What witnesses? Witnesses to what?
Yeah.
CNN and NBC have both backed away from the Hillary Rodham Clinton project. You remember they were going to do a mini-series called Hillary. And now they're both scared to do it. This is very interesting. Somebody picked up the red phone and made a call and said, I don't think you want to make this miniseries. And all of a sudden, it's not going to happen. The power of Washington. Silk Road was a website. It was a website. It's been taken down by the FBI. This was a site where not just a few people went and bought drugs, and I mean heroin and ecstasy and Oxycontin and all this stuff, but 147,000 people had gone to that site and bought $1.2 billion worth of drugs.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
How long was it up for, does it say?
You know what? I don't know.
I would think
it'd been up for a while to do that kind of business.
Were they located out of the...
No. They were located all over. There were like 4,000 different vendors, different computers. They had this thing, and the guy that started it made one slip-up. Apparently, he sent an email, and his own real name was in the email. And the FBI's been watching this site for a long, long time, and he made one slip-up, and boom, they were able to zero in on him and nab him. He's going to jail for a long, long time. So is, not for a long time, but for 4 or 5 years, the billionaire creator of Beanie Babies. For any of you like me who had a daughter who got sucked into this Beanie Baby thing,
me too.
You'll remember on each one there was T.Y.
Right.
Well, that's the guy, Ty Warner. He was the guy that started the whole Beanie Babies thing. Here's what I'll never understand. You make hundreds of millions of dollars and you don't pay your taxes. He's going to jail for tax evasion. He hid $25 million in a Swiss bank account, and they found it, and now he's going to prison. He's 69 years old.
Hey, come on. 69, what's the deal?
I don't understand that. When you have that much money, why would you just hang on to it? That's so weird.
And he has to pay $53 million in a civil penalty, which means the guy probably made like $800-900 million. I mean, how much is enough? Pay your taxes, for goodness sakes. So he's going to. Boy, we still have. Do you still have your Beanie Babies? We still have them in plastic bags.
She has some of them, yeah.
I think the whole country should have a massive Beanie Baby bonfire.
Yeah.
And burn these things as a way of saying we're freeing our bodies and our minds from these things that we actually thought were going to be, and what a great job this guy did making you think. Remember a certain baby would come out and you go, oh man, I can get my hands on. When's it coming in? And they'd hold them for you.
And then
they started selling
the tag protectors.
Because you want to keep that tag crisp and
what a great scam. And we all got sucked in. There was a place down here in Westport.
Yep.
People would wait for the UPS truck for the new ones. They'd find out where the new ones were going to be delivered.
I forgot which baby it was, which baby. They called me and said, okay, it just came in. You've got to get down here right now. Down the escalator. My daughter had to have this thing. I forgot which one it was.
I think it was green. Right behind you.
It was green. That's all I remember. They're still in our house somewhere.
The blue elephant is worth going to be $2,000.
Those are the kind of numbers people are saying.
I know.
Oh man, keep it pristine, and you're going to turn it, and you're going to make a fortune. I don't think so. How about the bus accident in Tennessee yesterday? See that thing?
Yeah.
They say it could take a couple more days to identify some of the 8 people. That fire was so bad. They're just like charred ashes and remains of some of these people. And why is it always a church bus? Wouldn't you think if you're going to be, this is a Baptist church bus, Tennessee. It seems to me that too often it's the people coming back from a church event. They get killed or get screwed up or something. And I don't want to get into a religious discussion, but there was a line in the article I read where it said they were praying and, holding these church events. One of the things that I think was wrong with the way I was brought up was that I was brought up to not question anything. If the doctor said it, if the preacher said it, that's the way it was. You don't question. I don't think that's healthy. So, as I got to be an adult and got on my own, I started to question things like, well, if God can help with any of this, why did he let the bus have a flat across the median and kill 8 of the Baptist church people? That's the kind of thing I always wonder. Ladies, would you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
Picture first class on an airliner. And in first class is a high, high ranking cardinal. And he's in the cardinal outfit with, I don't know the name. What's that called, Dan? The clothes that the cardinals wear. There's a name for that robe.
A robe or something?
Nah, there's a name for it. You're not a very good Catholic.
No.
And he's got the red hat on, and he's obviously a cardinal. And he sits down in first class, and he reaches up in the pocket to the seat in front of him. And a passenger before him had left an open Penthouse magazine, but it was open to a crossword puzzle. But it's a crossword puzzle in Penthouse magazine. Well, he didn't know that. He just sees a crossword puzzle. And he takes it out and he looks at it and he starts working the crossword puzzle. And he thinks he's pretty much got it all filled out, but he's got a puzzled look on his face. And he turns to the guy next to him, this cardinal, and he says, excuse me, he says, I'm pretty sure I got all this right, but I'm stuck on one part of this crossword puzzle. And the guy says, well, certainly, Your Holiness. He wasn't Catholic, so he didn't know what to call him, but he recognized he's a cardinal. He says, what is it? He said, well, it's right here. It's 4 letters, and I just need the first letter. The last 3 are UNT, and it says something that sometimes some women are called. Blank UNT. And the guy says, well, Your Holiness, that would be, I think that would be Aunt, AUNT. And the cardinal says, pow, you got an eraser?
All right, let's check in and see how traffic looks. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. They're working with the first accident on southbound 55 before Highway Z, where the Peabody exit. I totally had a brain fart before. It's called Highway A, but at least I got the Peabody exit right. But it's Highway Z. They cleared the accident after Z, but you still had a half a mile to a mile backup behind this. And now we're looking at westbound Highway 40. It looks pretty heavy through Chesterfield Valley from about the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge, then from the Research Circle Overpass all the way out to west of Highway K, you've got stop-and-go traffic. On westbound 70, that's getting a little bit better because you're slow now, just approaching Cave Springs out through Mid River Small Drive. You have stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 270 from McDonald through New Florissant. Right in the middle of that, you've got a stalled vehicle that's blocking the center lane. And it looked to me like southbound 270 was jammed up now from Dorset all the way down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. At Exxon and Mobil, their gasoline connects with your engine to help you get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Mizzou's second season in the Southeastern Conference begins Saturday with an important road game at Vanderbilt. I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here.
Saturday, the Tigers travel to Nashville to take on the Vanderbilt Commodores. Coverage begins at 4:30, kickoff is at 6:30. Get every pass, every play right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. History tells us these low mortgage rates can't last. As the economy improves, they will go up.
But they're low today, and Golden Oak Lending can lower your rate to 3.25%.
What about credit cards? Are you paying 10% interest and more? It's time to stop.
Refinance and get cash to pay down your debt. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
MLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.782 with qualified credit. 111 West Fort Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146.
Good news. The housing market is on the increase, and Golden Oak's mortgage rates are still at historic lows.
Use your home's new equity to pay down credit cards.
Call Golden Oak. We underwrite our own loans. We're FHA and VA approved, and we can help you purchase a home.
Lower your rate to 3.25%. Call Golden Oak, 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending.
Remember Bob and Sarah, who were suffering from decoratophobia? The fear of making a decorating boo-boo?
That's us!
They flipped through the decorating magazines and watched decorating shows, but none of that cured their bad case of decoratophobia. Then Sarah made a bold decision.
I went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Yep, she went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Smart move, because family-owned Reinecke and DePere is the home of Decorator Select wall coverings. Choose your wall coverings today, take it home and hang it today. And if you don't see your pattern, new patterns are arriving weekly. And if paint is your choice and you don't see your color in one of over 3,000 Benjamin Moore paint colors, bring your color choice in and Reinecke will match it. Unlike the big box stores, the majority of Reinecke staff members have over 20 years of experience in paint and decorating. And at the pair location, Reinecke's decorators can help you choose the right color palette, wall coverings, and blinds to help you overcome your decoratophobia.
We're cured! It's a miracle!
Reinecke Decorating Centers has two locations on Manchester Road in the pair and in Brentwood.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
You have all that space. Why won't you take 5 minutes and organize it and use that space to its biggest potential? Well, you can do that with one simple phone call to St. Louis Closet Company. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated for over 20 years, started out of Jennifer Williams' garage, and it has grown exponentially throughout the years. They've reclaimed a building in Maplewood and have given money back to the local community and to the local economy. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated, 100% custom closets for you, manufactured right here in St. Louis. No prefabricated parts, no standard sizes, truly custom closets, whether it's pantries, closets, kids' closets, Murphy beds to save space, whatever it may be. You want to organize your life and organize that space, there's only one place to call. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. That's 314-781-9000 or stlouiscloseteco.com.
There are neighborhoods in St. Louis that stand out above the rest, but none like the traditionally charming yet progressive community known as Webster Groves. Trees and flowers frame the beauty of this neighborhood, the friendliest shopping and dining destination in the area.
Whether you need a sports bra to work out in or a perfectly fitting bra, Sugar Magnolia Boutique, a brand new lingerie shop, is exactly what you need. They're your one-stop shop for all of those unmentionables that you need to feel comfortable on the streets in and sexy between the sheets. Let the professionals fit you so you end up with a bra that best suits your figure. At Sugar Magnolia Boutique, they want you to rummage through their drawers. It's your closet away from home. See why this is the store for you, not that three-pack of cotton minis at 38 North Gore, or visit sugar-magnolia.com.
Discover all of these treasures and more. They're just steps away from your car in Webster Groves, where you'll meet the nicest shopkeepers and business owners in the county. You can do more than you imagine in Webster Groves. For full details, go to webstergroves.org.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Chuck's Boots has Contour Welt work boots by Wolverine. For the world's best work boots, ask for Contour Welt by Wolverine at Chuck's Boots, the world's largest boot store in Fenton and newly expanded in St. Peter's.
Chuck's Boots never leave my...
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com. That's bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com.
Thanks.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
The Beatles.
We are the generation that survived the 60s.
Lift off on Apollo 11.
And now we're retiring.
Well, I'm not a crook.
We're baby boomers. And just for us, it's the 2013 Boomer Bash at Busch Stadium. Far out, man. And you can tap the potential of this key market at the 2013 KTRS Boomer Bash coming up this November at Busch Stadium.
Groovy, man.
Go to KTRS.com and click the Boomer Bash tab at the top of the homepage. Exhibit space and sponsorships are limited, so get yours now before they sell out. The 2013 Boomer Bash at Busch Stadium is presented by Hi-Z Advisory Group, Life Care Centers of Florissant, and the Big 550.
Farm out. Right arm.
KTRS.
Let him go home.
Let me go home and start over.
Mike Evans is about to join us, courtesy of Thompson Price Kitchens. No, sorry, new sponsor, Annie Guns. Old habits die hard. That's right, as of this week, Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley now sponsor Mike Evans. My advice, reservations. If you go to Annie Guns, you just walk in and get a table. Wow. That's like winning the lottery. So make reservations. Closed on Monday. And there's a whole lot more on their website about great things that you can order for get-togethers. They have catering. You want to make an event, a night, extra special for somebody or a group of somebodies, this is the place. Annie Guns. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
I'll be going to Annie Guns when I come to St. Louis in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you should.
I am. On second thought, maybe I'm glad that the Dodgers aren't playing St. Louis.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
That right.
You know, bike kicking going on. It was 7-0 last I saw.
Yep,
it is
still.
It's still 7-0.
Wow. We start off with a pop quiz question. Baseball playoffs are here. Name the name of the celebrity who threw the worst first pitch at a professional baseball game. Mariah Carey. Yeah. Jessica Simpson. Pink. There you go. A little bit about the Jackson, the trial that ended yesterday. Boy, Katherine Jackson, you know, she I'm sure feels like she's a big loser, sued for billions of dollars, and of course lost the case, will not get a penny. But I'll tell you who else really is a big loser were her attorneys, who agreed to take the case free and take 33% of the winnings.
So they
were looking at about $484 million had they won big.
Yeah. Now they're looking at nothing.
Zero. And they spent over a year and a half working on this case.
Wow.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but I don't think that many people are surprised. I think most people called it this way. I'm surprised they would have taken the case.
Yeah, I can't believe any attorney.
Because, first of all, that Jackson family's got some dough. I would have said, hey, we'll do the contingency, but we want a guaranteed base of something.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, they it was a bad call on their on the attorney's case. Absolutely. Anyway.
Nope. Afraid not.
Everybody in town talking about this Mia Farrell story about Mia Sanders, a chance that Woody Allen is not the father of Ronan, and a good chance that Ronan's dad, Frank Sinatra. But you put pencil to paper to that, that means that Frank would have had to have been 71 years old when he impregnated Mia Farrell for him to be the son.
Well, that certainly could have happened, and I finally saw the picture of
him. Did they look exactly the same?
Yes, he's got the Sinatra jaw.
Wow.
He does.
And eyes?
Yeah.
I've seen Ronan Farrow, and he does. He looks like Frank Sinatra.
And they say he can sing.
And you know, if you're trying to decide if somebody is Frank Sinatra or Woody Allen, you know what I'm saying? There's a pretty big difference there.
Yeah, there's a big gap there in the looks of those two guys.
Exactly. There you go. The Sinatra family in Palm Springs, Barbara Sinatra says it's all sheep dip. Well, that's not the word that she used, but she says there's absolutely no truth in it at all. Woody Allen's talking about he thinks that maybe he's going to ask for a DNA test. If I was Woody, I'd be careful what I asked for.
No kidding.
Exactly. London Mirror has listed Justin Bieber's 5 most disrespectful, mean, and stupid things that he's done. They are 5, walking around with his pants below his butt.
No.
4, starting fights with people that he doesn't know. Of course, he always has his security jump in and hold him back.
Yeah, which is hilarious to me.
It really is. 3, urinating in public places.
Well, we've all done that.
Yeah, well. 2, this is very disrespectful. His homeboys carrying him over the Great Wall of China so he didn't have to walk. That's considered very disrespectful in China.
Oh, yeah. That was a great picture.
And 1, spitting in people's faces. Women love it when you do this kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Women love it when you behave this way.
What locker room was it that he stood on the logo of that really...
Chicago Blackhawks after they won the Stanley Cup.
How
are the Blues going to be this year?
Everybody's predicting them to win the Stanley Cup. I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
That's a bad thing when you predict
a curse.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a curse.
The Blues? Sure, it's not just everybody in St. Louis.
No, I've heard national.
Because I've heard the Kings are going to be pretty good. I've heard the Blackhawks are going to be good.
Yeah.
The Washington Capitals are going to be pretty good.
The Blues are the Chicago Cubs of hockey.
They can't pull it off.
No, it's crazy.
Following celebrities will be at baseball playoffs cheering on their home teams. This is according to one of my sources of Major League Baseball in St. Louis. So I guess at the game now, John Goodman, Nelly, Kevin Kline. All big St. Louis Cardinal fans. In Atlanta tonight, Julia Roberts, Jeff Foxworthy, and Jane Fonda will be at the Dodger-Atlanta game. When it gets back to Pittsburgh, I guess it will get back to Pittsburgh. Michael Keaton, Dennis Miller will be at the game. Big fans of the Pirates. Detroit, Eminem, Kid Rock, and Tom Selleck will be at the Detroit Tigers game.
I'd like for Jane Fonda to be at the game, and it just happened to be the same night as they're honoring Vietnam veterans. It's Vietnam Vets night at the stadium. Oh, look who's here, Jane Fonda.
Isn't that perfect?
That'd be great.
Boston, Chris Evans, Ed Norton, and Ben Affleck. Tampa Bay, Johnny Depp, Wayne Brady, and Dick Vitale. Oakland, MC Hammer, and Criminal Mind, Shamar Moore. You know that guy, Shamar Moore?
I do not. I don't know who that is.
I bet your wife would know. He's really good looking.
Probably would. She scouts the good looking guys out.
Billy Bob's a huge Cardinal fan, too.
It's really?
Yeah.
The list of celebrities that will be at the Dodger game is about 30 or 40, but the ones that caught my eye, Denzel Washington, Danny DeVito, Tom Hanks, Arsenio Hall, Pat Sajak, Robin Thicke, it goes on and on. I mean, I'm hoping for either a Dodger-St. Louis versus Red Sox, a World Series. I'd be happy with either of those National League teams. I mean, I'm a Dodger fan, so I'm pulling for the Dodgers, but wouldn't be... The Dodgers can't do it. I certainly am pulling for St. Louis with my second team.
Don't want to see Oakland?
No. Oakland, why would you want to pull for Oakland?
Ugly town, horrible
stadium.
Yeah.
Ugly uniforms.
I like the fact that they use young players a lot in the money ball system.
I don't like Tampa Bay.
So you like young men?
No.
Not there's anything wrong with that.
No. Well, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
And finally... Anyway,
no.
Name the name of the celebrity who threw the worst first pitch in a pro game, Mariah Carey, Jessica Simpson, or Pink.
I'm going to go Jessica Simpson.
Mariah Carey.
I'm going to go with Dan, Jessica.
She threw the ball about 3 feet in front of her and rolled about halfway to the plate.
Oh, my goodness.
Mariah Carey. Hi, Kevin Sapp.
Did you get it?
I did.
I've
seen that pitch.
Pink looks like she could throw the
ball. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I would not. Yeah. That was not a good one to put in the mix.
No.
Yeah.
She looks like she could do a lot of things that most guys couldn't do. Mike Evans, courtesy of Anagun's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Real quickly, because I know we don't have a lot of time, a listener sent me a link to an ABC News story. One of the greatest story. You talk about a feel-good story. This doctor who's been going over to Ethiopia and restoring the sight. Some of these Ethiopian, even the kids, because of their diet and because of the blistering sun, they have cataracts and they're blind. They can't see. They're so severe they can't see. And this guy has gone over there and has performed. Check this out. And it's not just him. He got some other doctors to help him. But it really is a result of one guy who started it. 500,000 of these surgeries. Now, here's the best part. This simple surgery that has given sight to 500,000 people takes 7 minutes, and he shows up with a little orange duffel bag full of lenses, and they're man-made lenses. He goes in, makes a little incision, takes the old clouded cataract lens out, puts a new one in. Each lens costs $11.
Wow.
$11. It takes 7 minutes to do each procedure. I saw the video of these Ethiopian people lined up, just lines of people, hoping for a chance to see again. Some of them hadn't seen in 10 years. It was a great story to watch people open their eyes the next day, would take the bandage off, and see. They were crying. They were so happy to see again. It's a great story. But how about that? $11 per lens. 7 minutes, 500,000 surgeries. Good for that guy. Associated Physicians Group, speaking of doctors or physicians or even that word, I can't hear or see the word physician without thinking of Associated Physicians Group now. APG, or All Pain Gone, as I like to remember it. They're in the business of physical therapy and pain management, and that's a big, big business right now. Got a lot of baby boomers, lots of us. And sometimes it's something you brought on yourself, and sometimes it's not. It's just nature. Now, Peon is a pretty active man. He's bowls. He plays softball. And one of these days, he's going to come in and go, oh, man, what's the name of that? Oh, man, what's the name of that? The physical therapy. And I'll say Associated Physicians Group. What happened? Did you pull something? And then he'll tell me, and I'll say, okay. Let's go. For physical therapy, pain management, I don't think there's a better place to go than these three locations in Illinois. And I know I keep saying this, but just stay with me. Hopefully very, very soon we're going to have a Missouri location for you. For now, it's O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, and Edwardsville, Illinois. This is the place that's famous for the alternative to knee replacement. Lots of people. I mean, like 5,000 people that went there. 90% of them ended up avoiding knee replacement surgery, and instead got great physical therapy, relieving pain and restoring mobility. That's what they're all about, and that's what they very well may be able to do for you. APG. Go to their website and check it out. Find out more. It's apgpain.com.
Time to see how traffic looks right now. Let's go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Things for the most part are winding down pretty well. Last time I flew over that accident down in Peabody at Highway Z, you've got 55 at Z. You had the southbound, or the southmost accident cleared. The accident north, they were just wrapping that up, so it should be done by now and traffic should be thinned out. You look great on westbound 44, southbound 270. You still have some stop-and-go traffic, though, from south of Page, midway between Page and Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 141, that's thinned out. You're still a little bit heavy coming in on eastbound Highway 40 from about 170 through 170 through Big Bend. A little bit heavy again from Jefferson through Union Station, and then everything looks good to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. At Exxon and Mobil, their gasoline connects with your engine to help you get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's what you missed on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
Joe Buck, great to have you on the show.
What have you read about yourself where you were like, where the hell did that come from?
Well, gay. I mean, the gay stuff that's all over the internet. I never felt like I really put that vibe out, but I don't care. So it's I feel like in that category, the more you fight it and make a big deal of it and draw attention to it, the more you legitimize it.
The Martin Kilcoin Show, weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
See Broadway Ford Truck Centers for all of your commercial truck needs. They also have all the parts you would need and a great service department. See them at broadwaytruck.com or at their location just off of Broadway.
This week on Real Estate Radio.
Has the big bad bank told you no? Find out how you could turn that no into a yes.
Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, that's contagious. Now I'm talking like that. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody, at 6 o'clock on the Big 550.
From